email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
So Neil Young, Van Morrison, Malahide Castle, Thursday 26th of June 2025. We have the first three pairs of tickets. That's the first six tickets anywhere. You can win them here. You should have two words from Neil Young songs, and you're waiting for the third one now, which we're going to play a clip. One word has been obliterated by a doorbell. When you get that word, please text them in order to 51551 along with your name and where you're from. And in 10 minutes, we'll be picking out the three names out of the hat and we'll announce the three winners. So here's clip number three, Neil Young song, What Is the Missing Word?
I've been to Hollywood.
There you go. We're not giving you a second play on that because you should know how it works by now. You should have three words in order, 51551, your name and where you're from, and we'll announce the three winners just before we leave you at 4:30. Conor Pope, good afternoon.
How are you, Ray?
That's a good lineup, isn't it? Neil Young and Van Morrison.
Yeah, I like Neil Young.
Right.
By the way, can I take issue with your Dr. Martin's comment there earlier on? You're not too old to wear Docs.
Did I say I was too old?
You did.
All right,
and
okay.
I think a lot of people my age were listening to you going, I'm not that much older, younger than Ray.
Well, John Wexford has been on. I'm 65 and still wearing my
Fair
Oxford
play to
Doc
John
Martens. You're never too old. It's John M. Wexford, yeah. This is going to sound very odd, Connor, but I know you long enough to be able to say I don't like anything that draws attention to me.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Maybe you're in the wrong job, Ray. I'm just going to put that out there, you know, the whole being on telly, the den.
I know.
DJing in Kildare when you were 19.
I know it's contradictory, but that's.
No, but actually, the Oxblood ones aren't necessary. You could just go with the regular brown.
Yes, I could.
And you know, my top tip for your listeners, when you get to a certain age, you know, the Chelsea boot style Docs?
Yes.
You don't have to tie laces, Ray. It's win-win.
Just slip them in, you don't have to bend down, which you may not be able to get up from. Okay, pricewatch@rte.ie, pricewatch@rte.ie. Now, this has been in the news and it's affected one of our listeners. Our daughter received New Look, that's the shop, New Look, gift vouchers for Christmas. She tried to redeem them for goods at today's closing down sale in the Jervis Centre in Dublin, but the vouchers were refused. She was given a form and told to forward completed form and vouchers to the address on the form, i.e. the liquidator's office. I suspect the vouchers are now worthless. I'm surprised the vouchers were refused given the stores were still open and trading. Help.
Yeah, now this is just by way of context. New Look was a big fashion chain in the Republic of Ireland and it also operates in the UK and has a big online presence. And last week it announced it was shutting all its shops in the Republic of Ireland. Now that's 26 shops that it's closing all over the country and 350 people are losing their jobs. So it's a big shift in the retail landscape in Ireland. But it obviously still had shops full of stock on Thursday evening. So what happened is it closed all its shops on Thursday, went into the High Court, liquidators were appointed, the shutters stayed down on Friday, on Saturday, and then it reopened on Sunday and it had a big closing down sale,
right,
getting rid of all the stock.
Uh-huh.
Now there was queues outside the shops all over the country on Sunday morning because obviously, you know, a closing down sale, people were saying, well, listen, I'll be able to get a lot of bargains. This is an out of season sale. But this particular query impacts somebody who had vouchers. Now, as it happens, they got the vouchers for Christmas. They were a Christmas present for a 12-year-old child. So they were delighted with themselves to have the vouchers, went in to use them, and they couldn't use them. Now, when I heard the story initially this morning at around 11 o'clock, I thought, well, that's game over for that person then because, you know, under the rules that we've talked about on the show in the past, when a company goes into liquidation,
there's a hierarchy.
And the first person to get paid, funnily enough, is the liquidator. After the liquidator, there's revenue, and then there's the banks, if there's any debt, because they'd be known as the secured creditors, and then there's the employees, or maybe the employees are before the banks, but a very, 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 very long way down the list of people who'd get
voucher
paid
holders
would be the voucher holders, because they do have an asset and an interest in the company, but it tends to be small, it's unsecured, and they tend to get nothing. So when I read the mail first, I thought, oh, well, that's disappointing for that 12-year-old girl. There's nothing she can do about it, though. That's it. But I contacted the CCPC, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. They actually had something really interesting to say about this because they said that the 2019 Gift Vouchers Act covers the use of gift vouchers in Ireland and, this is a quote, contains no exemption for sales of any kind, including closing down sales. Now, that means that there was no legal entitlement from New Look to not accept the vouchers, because the law doesn't say if you're having a closing down sale, the vouchers suddenly become valid. So the CCPC said its officers had been in touch with the liquidators late last week regarding a number of consumer protection concerns. And in the correspondence, quote, "We sought clarification on arrangements for the use of gift vouchers by consumers." So there is hope that these vouchers will retain value.
So they contacted them last Friday. And yet when this 12-year-old presented the voucher on Sunday.
We see the shops weren't open on Friday and Saturday. So I guess it might have been a case that the CCPC were ahead of the game, are thinking about the possible consequences. And their officers might have said, well, there's vouchers being sold. What's going to happen when the shop opens? So, I also think it's ridiculous to give a 12-year-old a form to fill out and send to the liquidators. And by the way, there's no criticism of the liquidators here. They're just doing what they're instructed to do, or what their job is, which is basically realise as many assets of the company as they possibly can. And that's the job of a liquidator. I just think maybe there's been a miscommunication somewhere here.
Read that out again to us, thing about sales.
So there's no exemption for sales of any kind, right, including closing down sales.
Surely they would have known that.
Well, you would have imagined if the legislation says you can't, you know, there's no exemption, means no exemption. So I do think that there's hope for this person. I contacted the listener again and said, listen, there's hope in this voucher yet. So, you know, there might be a way to go.
There is a bit of a problem, though.
Go on.
Because all the good stuff's gone.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah. So you might, but then it might be a case that what, and this is me thinking what should happen, is this company has a very big online presence.
They should be allowed
to use them. Reissued the vouchers and be allowed to use them on the online site, in which case all the good stuff would still be there. But I'll be in touch with the CCPC later today or tomorrow to see what the story is. But bottom line is the vouchers aren't entirely useless.
Okay. Just on that then, are vouchers not that you buy in a sort of bricks and mortar place, not transferable to online shops?
It depends on the shop, obviously.
Right,
I mean, like, you know, yes, of course they should. But as long as there's a facility by which you can make the purchase.
Online,
because, you
yes,
know,
yeah.
If you get a voucher, like a one-for-all voucher, say, there's a system in place, or one of these kind of gift, you know, special gift cards that have, there's systems in place for you to use them online. There's numbers and there's codes and all that sort of stuff. But if someone gives you like a paper voucher, in a shop for getting your hair done, like it's very difficult to transfer that into the online space.
Right. Okay, so there is hope.
Exactly,
there is hope. Okay, second one. I'm a Laya customer, Connor, and read that they were increasing their prices by 6% or so. That is only half of the story, as they upped their prices in October too. My policy is up for renewal in April, and the net impact of the two hikes will be around €500 for my family. How can this be right, and what can be done?
Yeah, no, it's really important to put that into context, because on Friday, Laya announced that they're increasing their prices by an average of 6.6%. Now, that means some of their policies weren't increasing at all. I think 30 or so of their policies didn't go up in price at all, but it also meant that some were increasing by more than 6.6%. But leaving that aside, last autumn, the company announced that it was increasing its prices by a similar amount. So then suddenly you're looking at somebody who's renewing their policy in May, June, July, August.
They're getting two increases
back to back. And depending on the plan that they have, the price increase could add between €80 and €240 to the annual
cost per person for
a single adult.
Yeah.
So if there's two adults, you're looking at maybe €500. And if there's two adults and two children, you could be looking at well in excess of €500. In terms of the reasons for it, the company has blamed higher claims costs and said, and this is, I think, quite telling, that waiting lists in the public system are driving more people into the arms of the private system, which is, of course, pushing the prices up in the private system. But the key thing here is claims costs. They said they've gone up by 29% over the past 2 years, and demand is growing with more people wanting to go to the private and the high-tech hospitals. So that's why they say the prices are climbing. And it's important to stress that it's not just Laya here, because VHI, Irish Life Health, the big players in this space have all been increasing their prices, and not just once, multiple times.
So inefficiencies in our public health system are driving people to private health.
But you know, that's a really succinct way of putting it, and you're not going to hear any argument from me on that score, because the reality is that an awful lot of people, and well over 2 million people, have private health insurance, and they don't have private health insurance because they want to throw money away. You know, a family of two adults and two kids are not paying 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 euros for health insurance because they just fancy it. They're doing it because they're, an awful lot of them are doing it because they're afraid that they will find themselves in the public health system and they won't have access to the treatments that they need. So it's depressing that we need it. And it's depressing that some people can afford health insurance, whereas other people can't afford health insurance. Yeah. And the bottom line here is that the system, as you say, the public system isn't serving the people as well as it should. And if it did, it would take the price, that would take the pressure off prices for the private health insurance sector. But there will always be the high cost.
Will there? Well, there shouldn't. We can't really accept that there'll always be a two-tier health system in this country.
Well, no, sorry. We have actually, to aspire no, you're, to. You're 100% yeah, yeah, yeah. We aspire to the Scandinavian model, or the Swedish or the Finnish model. Yes. But when you look at countries like the UK, and when you look at the US, where it's just completely bonkers. But I'll never forget years ago, once getting one of my children had to get stitches out in France, and they said, "Now you could go to the public or private." And I said, "I'll go with the private because it's just faster, and like you're on holidays." And they charged me €14 in the private system, and I thought, "Oh yeah, there's something wrong." With our place.
Thanks, Conor. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Three winners to go along and see Neil Young and Van Morrison, Malahide Castle, 26th of June. The tickets go on sale this Friday, is it? I think this Friday, yes. Tickets go on sale this Friday. So the three words we were looking for were harvest, rocking, and gold. So it was harvest from Harvest Moon. Rocking from Rocking in the Free World, and Gold from Heart of Gold. And the three winners, congratulations to Susan Howley in Galway, Paul Kenny in Leixlip, and Mary McEnaw in Donegal. Congratulations to all you three. That's it from us. Sarah's on Drive Time. Thanks very much, Connor. Sarah's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.